gang. It's time for Puck Off. Joe Bartnick, what's happening?
Hey, Frey. Just exciting. This week was just an amazing week of hockey. There's so much to talk about. Maybe we could do 3 hours. I told Johnny, I'm like, you got to keep track of the time this week because it's going to be so much to talk about.
Because this could be the endless Puck Off.
People have been waiting for.
Yeah.
The 4-hour version.
The bottomless Puck Off.
The bottomless Puck Off.
Well, you got to be excited because for the first time since 1997, I looked it up, your Penguins won in San Jose.
Oh, they did. They did last night. Fabulous, you know. What's funny is I was there at the beginning when Lemieux used to come out of retirement to beat San Jose. And then one day it turned. It used to be the greatest. You'd be like, it was like everyone, but guys would come off injured reserve just to play the Sharks to get like, I mean, I saw them win like 9-2, 9-1. But then it turned, and then we hadn't won there forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we hadn't won there since Captain Ron was playing. But yeah, we looked good last night. Gino had another ridiculous wraparound goal. You know,
unbelievable goal.
Gino, and our buddy Joel Ward usually played this week, the old stick in the face, but in the chops pissed Gino off, and boom, 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 away they went. They're playing great. They really are.
Phil Kessel got a couple goals last night.
Yeah, they're just, you know, they cut this weekend was a lost weekend. They played the two worst teams in the league, and only got two loser points out of it. But I'm happy with them. I mean, you know, as long as we can just get over the fact that Sid's not the greatest player in the world and stop making excuses for him, I'm really happy because I put this on Twitter. The greatest player in the world right now, the greatest player in the NHL to me, for the first time ever, isn't Canadian, Russian, or Czechoslovakian.
No, it's Patrick Kane.
Patrick, there you go. USA, USA.
Yep, American player. He's got, 20 points in a row, or 20 games in a row that he scored a point.
Yeah.
And that's pretty impressive.
Oh, it's completely impressive. And, I mean, he just absolutely put the dagger in the Ducks the other Friday. I mean, you talk about collapsing. I mean, Getzlaf, you can say all you want, it was a terrible penalty. It was a bad penalty to call. It was the worst penalty to take. What are you thinking, Getz? I mean, he wins the deal last week and comes out and does that. But I mean, Kane's just playing clutch. That
37 points so far.
That whole team. What I mean, Duncan Keith is. I mean, everyone blew it. They had their chance when Keith was gone to knock him around.
Yep.
Although, you know, our buddies, our newfound friends, the Minnesota Wild, actually beat them this week.
Well, the Wilds had their problems too, though. I think they've lost six of their last seven.
Yeah, but you know they're still in the thing in the playoffs, and they've
gotten off to a good start,
and they just beat Chicago, which they never beat. So you know, I think you know they're starting to pile up some better wins, and they got Parisi back, even though he survived a really vicious cross check from Oduya.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Come on,
no penalty called. Or no, I think there might have been a penalty, but no disciplinary action from the league.
That was a little sketchy, though. And I liked Oduya.
Yeah, but well, always like Johnny.
Yeah.
We might as well get right to it on the disciplinary action. What did you think of Dubinsky using Sid's neck as a craftsman workbench? It fixed his stick.
Well, you know what? I never approve of that.
Yeah.
You know, that's headhunting, and you're going after an elite player. NHL needs those stars.
Yeah, and they don't protect them. I mean, you know, whatever you want to say, one game's a joke. You know, I'm the first person to say, you know, to knock Sid, but one game's a joke. I mean, they practically threw, you know, I mean, you know, they practically threw, you know, the big guy, oh, geez, I can't think of his name. Your buddy from the, you know, Gretzky's bodyguard.
Oh, Semenko.
McSorley.
Oh, McSorley.
Yeah, I mean, they threw McSorley in the league for a little tap of the stick.
Oh, I know, that's
head.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And then on Brashear, who was a waste, a human being. And then you take the face of the league and you cross-check him in the head and you give him a game.
There's different theories because I remember talking to John Sally about the NBA and how he said Now they protect their stars. Back in the day when he was playing with the bad boys, they didn't. And some people feel they should. Some people feel they shouldn't baby them. But at the same token, look what happens when a star goes out, a marquee player. I think it hurts the league.
And absolutely.
Look, Carey Price is down again. And he's going to be out for 6 weeks this time.
Right.
Well, you know, top three goaltender, amazing player. Now he's out. He's a marquee guy.
Right.
Those kind of guys draw fans anywhere they go in the league.
Right.
And Sid draws fans. Sure, he's been off the last couple of years, hasn't, you know, played up to his usual potential, but he's still Sid.
Yeah.
And he still
signs autographs, kisses babies, goes on TV. He's the face of the league.
And he's a draw.
He's a draw. You know, what killed me, you know, is, of course, Tortorella's response. Like, the Penguins whined, you know, well, yeah. I mean, you know, you crack their captain in the head. And then the next night, I mean, you know, Gudas got, or like on Monday night, you know, he was raging out against Gudas. It's like, you know, Gudas, that was a 2 minute minor. That wasn't cracking somebody in the skull.
Yeah.
Come on. Who's whining now? You know, Tortorella, he's such the fake tough guy.
Well,
you
know, he's
bitching. I want to see, you know, like, oh, he goes in the, like, whatever last year, he goes in the Calgary's locker room. Come in Pittsburgh's locker room. Rick Tocchet will knock your head off.
I think he was still lucky to get out last year.
yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you,
he has done a good job there so far. They've won what, 10 games since Torch has been there. Something like that.
They still lost the other night. You know, he's doing better than what they were doing.
What they were doing, yeah.
But you know what? You know what the whole problem was with that whole game was, and you have to love Gino's response. He scores a huge goal. He beats the hell out of Jack Johnson. He beats up Jack Johnson like Jack Johnson's parents took his money.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's in line for the Pro Bear.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you just got to love Gina. But you know what the problem was? And I hated it with Brooks Orpik. I hate it now with Hornquist. Hornquist absolutely destroyed Calvert. And then Calvert wants to fight him, and he doesn't want to fight. Hey. It's part of the game.
Part of the game.
You know, and it gets that team riled up. So what do they do? They do what the Penguins should do when people attack. They go after our best player. You know, and they hurt him. So that's how you respond. So I think if Hornquist would have dropped the gloves, even if you throw one punch and turtle, like, you know, like a Claude Lemieux, right? It ends.
Yeah. Well, you're right. That's kind of...
And they go after Sid, because no one has the balls to go after Gino, because if they had done it to Gino, Gino would have got up, and he would have swung his stick at Dubinsky's face.
Yeah. Gino will come back at him.
Yeah. You know, he'll get off the stretcher like, you know, like Bob Backlund.
But I know what you mean. There's a code.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to, you know...
Yeah, it's just, you know, you have to abide by that, because then the referees, the game's out of control. Then
it actually saves penalties and stitches.
Yeah, it does
in the long run.
And Hornquist, you know, you're not Mike Bossy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we have enough guys on the Penguins who deem. I know the only guy that fights on the Penguins now is Malkin, the guy who leads the league in game winning goals.
I know, and
the guy who shouldn't be fighting, the only guy that fights.
Yeah,
everyone else is too above it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. We're playing better. Cooney's. I love Kunitz. He's playing better. The only guy that's not playing good is Letang. Letang's up for the green jacket. He's at minus. He's a 14 under in the plus minus. I mean, he's going to win the Masters. Trade him now. Okay, enough of the Penguins. You know what's scaring me?
What
is the Flyers are playing better?
Flyers are looking better, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like they're a cockroach that we let reproduce.
Yeah, they are playing pretty well.
I mean, you know, Giroux's Giroux, but you know who's waking up is our boy Wayne Simmonds.
Yeah,
Wayne's playing some hockey. Very, very, very disturbing to see. And they got that rookie now, Goetzpierre, 2 game winning goals. Like,
yeah, this kid's playing.
He's playing. It's no good. It's no good.
I know
good.
You hate it. But,
you know they're gonna sweep us. You know they're gonna make it a power play game, and that's when Sid will decide to pass, not shoot on an open net on the power play, and we'll lose that game. And you know, I mean, it's not good. Who's waking up right now though, and in a good way, is the Islanders are playing better hockey.
Isles have been, you know, kind of hot and cold, and they're playing better now.
You know, the best fourth line in hockey. The Penguins' fourth line was playing good right now, but the best fourth line in hockey the other night just absolutely was killing people. Martin, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck. I mean, just the wrecking crew.
Clutterbuck's a badass.
Yeah. And Martin, I love him. And tonight, we're taping this Wednesday, Rangers-Islanders. Now, that is a rivalry Wednesday.
That's a rivalry Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's going to be in Brooklyn, too. So.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna be. I love watching those games on the island. It's just
yeah, they're awesome, man.
Speaking of rivalry, did you see on one of like Showtime 7 or something? Or no, I know that was on Brian Gumbel. They did the thing on Doc Emrick. Didn't
see it. No.
Oh, great piece on Doc.
Right? Yeah.
It was. It's so sad because, you know, to listen to Doc, you just have to endure Pierre.
Yeah,
someone was like, "Oh, you listen, you know, the old puck off drinking game, the you know, shut the f up, Pierre, have a drink." And I'm like, "Are you doing it tonight?" I'm like, "No, it's not Doc and Edzo." So I can
get pretty hammered playing that game.
Yeah, if it's not Doc and Edzo, I just hit the mute button. I don't have to endure.
Hey, how about this kid for the rookie goalie that came in for the Leafs last night? The first shutout. In an NHL debut for a Leafs goalie.
Now that's saying something.
Yeah, that's Garrett Sparks.
Garrett Sparks. That's a cool name. The Leafs. I mean, that's not like doing it, you know, for the for the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Leafs have been around.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
For you know what that does is that chases our buddy Bernier to the minors.
Wow, Bernier just not doing it.
No, I mean, well, Reimer took his job. They're so hell-bent on not giving Reimer that job. They let Sparks play.
Put a rookie in there, but he played good.
He played great. Yeah. They're playing Winnipeg tonight. Winnipeg's rookie goaltender is playing tonight because he's, Pavlik got hurt and Hutchinson did not help.
Well, the Jets have not been, they didn't get off to a good start here. They've been scrambling.
They got off to such a great start in the first week of the season.
Well, the first week.
That's what I'm saying.
But after that.
Then we didn't get fooled. We love them. And now it's not good. And now they
were 4-14 in November.
Yeah. Not a good November.
No.
Not a good November. And our guy Bufflin is playing amazing.
Well, he's fantastic.
He's playing. You know, Adam Lowry, Dave Lowry's kid. Adam Lowry, the big cracker, if you will, no goals.
Wow,
nothing. That's not good.
No,
and now they're in the Harmonic, not sweepstakes because they don't want to give up Trouba for Harmonic, you know.
Yeah,
and then people are saying I love Harmonic, but then you know I respect the man Doug McClain, and Doug said he's been scouting him, and he's good, but he's not good enough to give up. Like, Trouba could be a star. You don't want to give up. Yep. And Trouba was great last year. The whole Winnipeg Jets are just kind of struggling. It's almost like they went from the hunter to the hunted.
Well, who I don't get are them and the Ducks. I don't get it.
Yeah, the Ducks.
I mean, those are two teams, just generally speaking, that I think everyone felt this was going to be a good year for.
You know, I think Winnipeg, like I said, I think they I don't know, they read the press clippings or Ladd not being signed and Bufflin not being signed. They're a young team. They don't know how to deal with it, but they're all professionals. And Buff is playing amazing. Anaheim is just coming down to their D guys are not playing as good as they did last year. And Getzlaff and Perry aren't Superman and Batman anymore.
Yeah, well, they aren't so this year so far.
They're lucky that looks like Miller's finally cracking in Vancouver, you know, a little bit. And Vancouver can't win in overtime or in shootouts, which
I was happy about. Yeah,
you know, and now Sutter,
Kings,
I guess
the Kings got him last night.
Yeah, the Kings. The Kings are rolling.
Kings are looking good, aren't they? When they beat the Blackhawks last Saturday. You know, that was awesome.
Yeah. The Kings, I mean, the Kings are right where they should be.
They look great in that game.
They're the best team out west now.
Yeah.
You know, they're...
Kopi's playing great.
Kopitar, yeah.
Gabbert got a couple of goals in that Blackhawk game.
Yeah, he got the big goal against the Blackhawk. You wait, yeah. Gabbert up. They got two... completely solid lines. I mean, you know, they're one defenseman away. Like
Carter's having an amazing year.
Carter is one of the best. He's turned into one of the 10 best players in the league.
He really has. Yeah.
You know,
he's terrific, man.
And he's great. I mean, and Toffoli.
Toffoli's
good.
Look at this kid.
He's great. That whole line. I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, sometimes when on paper, you got to switch up a little bit. You know, like Toffoli. I mean, Toffoli and Carter, it's like, they throw Luch there. Boom. You put Pearson with Gabrick and Kopitar, and they play much better there.
Daryl did it again.
Kopitar's a beast.
He's a great player.
Not paying him would be a crime.
Oh yeah, you got to. Yeah,
Got to.
And they're looking good. I mean, the Kings are looking like their cup year.
Yeah, and that's what kills me about, you know, they always say, well, Sid's having to play 200 feet now. He's having to play. Yeah, well, Malkin's playing 200 feet and playing MVP level. Kopitar never hasn't played 200.
He always
feet.
Yeah.
If Kopitar ice skated and free skated like half the centers in this league, he would be in the top in points all the time. All the time.
Hard to outwork him. He back checks, and that's what a coach loves.
Kills penalties, does everything. I mean, I'm not running Dusty out of town, but he will be the next captain of the Kings.
I mean, obviously,
have to pay him.
Yeah.
But I guess it would fall to Dowdy. Dowdy's playing great again, too.
Dowdy is really on it, man.
Yeah, he's playing great. I mean,
He tied it up last night, and then Kopitar won it. But Dowdy,
Kopitar, and Carter. Who wants to see that three on three? You know, your buddy, not Mickey Redman, the play by play guy, the guy on Detroit. I love him. On Wednesday was a great three. It was great. Detroit and Boston, right? It was Detroit Boston, I think, last Wednesday.
Right.
And the 3-on-3 was so fun. And he goes, and the announcer just goes, yeah, we're going 3-on-3, and it was like back and forth. He couldn't even speak for a couple shifts, and he goes, "Yeah, you like it, right? I knew you would."
Well, you know what? I didn't like it when they suggested it, and now I do.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
It's hard not really. It's hard not to like it. And John Scott's going to be in the All-Star game playing 3-on-3.
Oh, of course.
They're trying to vote him in. So did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's some. You know how like the internet will ruin mostly everything. I guess guys in Arizona are fan voting John Scott to be in the All-Star game 3-on-3. So it'd be funny because they could pull the goaltender 3-on-3 and Scott still won't be able to score.
Yeah, come on, that's ridiculous.
We're gonna have to do that one up. Maybe over Christmas we'll pick our All-Star teams. Because it sounds easy to pick, okay, 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, 2 goalies. But you can only have – you have to have one from every team.
See, that's what makes it tricky.
That's what makes it – so, you know, your Carolina Hurricanes, you have to put Rask on the team or Ward or somebody, you know.
Yeah.
The guys at Sportsnet did it the other night, and it was like – it got a little tricky, so.
Yeah, it's not easy. By the way, Boston, you mentioned the Bruins. They're looking pretty good. They've won 5 in a row, right?
Yeah, they're getting. I mean, this guy Petrano, nice Italian boy, comes in, scores 2 big goals.
Yeah,
Krejci's on fire.
Krejci's looking good. Yeah,
Marchand's playing well. Yeah, they're doing that. You know who just hasn't. You know, he really hasn't played well. There's Rask. Rask is still a little shaky in net, but they're going to stick around long enough to where they're not going to get rid of Chara probably. So
probably, yeah.
They'll be in the mix. You know who's stepping up? Just won 3
Although I'd
in a
still
row.
Love to get him.
Yeah. Well, him and Bufflin, I think are the. If nothing ridiculous happens, I don't think Stamkos will go anywhere, and I don't think Kopitar is going to go anywhere. So I think the two biggest changes would be Chara or Bufflin would be the two biggest.
Man, wouldn't they be great to get
one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just, get one of those guys.
Like if Chara went to Florida, how much that team would change?
Wow. Well, everybody needs D.
Yeah, especially Chara. He's playing a little better. But you know, we just won 3 games in a row is the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, how about that?
And I'll tell you, Vincent Trocheck. I'll call him like I'll give him the Rick Tocchet, Toshe. Vincent Trocheck, Pittsburgh kid, he might be my new, he might be, because now the sod's in Columbus and scoring big goals against me, which I despise.
Yeah.
And Troach is playing with Vincent Trockett, Troach, whatever. He's playing with Yager. He might be my new favorite Pittsburgher in the league.
Well,
setting up the Yags, man. They went three in a row, Florida.
Yeah,
and
three.
And Bukestad didn't even play one of those games.
And Luongo's playing good.
They're going to be there. You don't want to mess with Gerard Gallant.
That's right. Wow.
You know, you don't want to have too many bad games when he's your coach. So, Tampa Bay's falling apart.
Yeah, what's your going
Lightning,
on
what's
there,
going
man?
To, that's your department. I don't.
You know what? Special teams are suffering. They rank very low in penalty kill and power play. And that's where they're getting hurt.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson had one goal I saw this week.
And having Johnson out for a while didn't help,
but he's back. He's just not doing too much. I haven't heard much from Kucherov too much this year. The triplets are just not – well, you know, Palat got hurt. That did not help.
That does not help.
That really kind of screwed up their line.
I still think they're a great team, but, yeah, they've had injuries.
Yeah.
And their special teams have.
And Bishop's played pretty good. It's not Bishop. I mean,
nope.
You know,
I think it's special teams, and I think it's, just in injuries.
Injuries, it caught up to him. Hedman, I haven't seen Hedman hasn't exploded like he did last year.
Well, what a great player, but
you know.
I mean, they still have some great players on that team.
Yeah. No, they you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to go one way or the other. They're either going to wake up and make a big run, or they're going to fall apart, and then you're going to see Stamkos
well,
in Toronto.
Oh man, I mean, who wouldn't want to have him? And you know, but I was reading one of those NHL blogs, and it basically kept reminding everybody it's still early. I mean, these games are always important,
right?
I'm just saying, but some teams still have time to come around. Team like the Lightning, still loaded with a lot of talent, you know.
Yeah,
as they get these guys back from injury, could still pick it up.
Well, I mean, they do. The lucky thing for them is I know Toronto, you know, they got Mr. Sparks in that now, and I know Buffalo's playing a little better. Kane's back, Evander for Buffalo, and they're playing a little better. And they got, Rasmus Ruusulainen picking up assists everywhere. But Tampa should be able to win those games pretty easily, you know, when they have to. So that's some easy ones in their division. I mean, I don't think they're not gonna, you know, I don't think they're gonna catch Montreal, who's still on fire. Although your mentioned Carey Price is now out for a long time.
Long time, 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long and shot. He's not doing surgery, which means I don't know. It's someone who doesn't like surgery, but I don't like when you don't get surgery if
you need it.
If you need it, because that just means that you're gonna. You know, you're going to be, I don't know. That just means more bad news, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, man, you hate to see that with a guy like that. Now, the kid they brought, their backup, Condon, played very well at first, and then kind of towards the end of his run there wasn't as
playing a little better again now, but they might have to get somebody.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Because Condon looked like he was the answer there, but he's kind of hot and cold.
You know, you're right. He's a kid. He kind of played 10 great games, and you're going to fall off a little bit. The adrenaline rush goes, and he's not Carey Price. The best thing for them is they're a better team, I think. Pacioretty wearing the C with Price. John Bevelot would be proud of the way. This guy's playing great hockey. They lost Gallagher. Galchenyuk needs to stay. Galchenyuk stepping up a little bit. Smith Pelly, our old Anaheim Duck buddy, scored some goals in that first line. Dale Weiss has to continue his progress, but I'm with you. They might have to go get somebody. Because I'll tell you don't want it going into it starts getting into the end of February. You want to find out before that trade deadline. The end of February.
They're still the points leader.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll ask you this. Do you go into the playoffs with Condon? I guess I didn't say it correctly. Do you go in with Carey Price back, but
shaky? Because he's coming back off an injury.
Not shaky from performance.
No.
Shaky from, geez, you know, he's got one tweak and he's done again.
Yeah. Am I healthy, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you get somebody.
Okay.
And I think Condon can't really be blamed. I mean, he played very well for a little spell there.
Oh, I'm not blaming him.
And he's, you know, it reminds me kind of like last year when Chicago brought Darling in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he saved the season.
Yeah, but I mean, he played very well, and then he tapered off a little, and it's hard not to do because they're young.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They're green, but they have potential. I mean, Condon has potential. Darling's got a lot of potential. But, I'd go get somebody if I was Montreal.
Well, yeah, I think when you're built Stanley Cup or bust,
yeah.
I think Condon's not your goaltender. I think if you... Because, I mean, let's face it, they're in it to win it this year.
And who knows if Carey's going to be healthy after 6 weeks, really, without surgery.
Yeah, I don't like to force any. I don't like to tell anyone to have surgery because I've had too many and I'm avoiding it. It's like, but I just
He's taking a lot of beetroot, though, so he should be.
Yeah, like beetroots. Okay. Working on, yeah. You know, but I just, you know, I think, what, if he has surgery and he... And it's completely fixed, and he comes back in April. Isn't that better than not knowing what's going on?
I would think so. And what is the reasoning? He just doesn't like surgery.
I don't know. But you know, I don't know. I know that, like, you know, I mean, just with sitting the wrist, I don't want surgery. He hasn't been the same ever since. You know.
Yeah.
Speaking of not having surgery, I don't think he had surgery, but he's coming back quicker. Is our man in Edmonton?
Oh, Connor, is that right? Connor McDavid's coming back.
Sooner, yeah, they think he's pretty close.
Man, that kid, really impressive. You know, Jack Eichel's played great too, although he missed thank God he missed that, missed the net in the shootout last night with the Wings and the Sabres. Connor McDavid's already shown that he's got what it takes,
and
got to keep him healthy.
And you know, Leon Draisaitl, the other young kid for them, has played amazing.
Yes,
and they're still in 30th place.
I know they're really, but you know what? I still say they have a bright future because they have so many good young players.
Yeah, I think you have to. I think they should trade Eberle. And maybe Taylor and Nugent Hopkins or Taylor Hall.
Do you think they should unload some of these?
I think you'd make two. I think getting rid of Eberle is not even enough. I think get rid of two. Look, when they get McDavid back, they're gonna, and they get Leon playing this way. Now, Yakupov got hurt. You see how Nail got hurt?
No,
I definitely think dirt ball of the week material. Basically. A linesman was falling down in the faceoff, and he grabbed Yakupov. Break his fall.
Wow! He's going to be our dirtbag.
Yeah,
so, it's always good to give a dirtbag award to the ref.
Yeah. So you know that I mean that hurts him. I mean,
yeah.
Yakupov was playing well, but I mean, and they actually have a coach now. I mean,
yeah.
I guess Talbot isn't lighting it up, but you know, I mean, in net, but you know.
Well, we knew it was a work in progress. I mean, you know, even though they got all these great young players, we knew it was going to happen overnight.
Yeah, and of course they beat the Penguins.
Well, they've got the talent to beat people now. It's just a question of letting these guys mature and keeping them healthy. When you got Connor McDavid was on a roll.
Yeah, you wonder who, because I think Eberle wouldn't bring you back. I would just get rid of Eberle for whatever, and maybe even Nugent Hopkins in forever. If you're in 30th place with, it's like the old Ralph Kiner thing about, you know, leading the league in home runs, when he's like, and he wanted a raise, and he goes, and the GM of the Pirates said, we're in last place with you. We can yeah. be in last place without you.
Yeah,
you know, that's my thing with Eberle, the Nuge, you know, like, just get rid of him now.
Yeah,
and just get some defensemen. Because when they get Leon's great, and they're gonna get McDavid back. These guys can score. They need someone that can play deep. They need some grinders, and they need some guys that can play defense.
Yeah, I think they've got enough young scorers.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how about this kid Dylan Larkin, leading the Red? Or well, he's got 10 goals.
Yeah, playing great.
Yeah.
The Red Wings, you know, it's funny. It seemed like every time I went to anoint them on fire and watch out, they throw a stinker at me.
Well, yeah, they've had a couple stinkers, and they are a little hot and cold.
Yeah. Tatar's waking up, though. Abdicator, 2 goals last night in a fight. He's up for awards.
Zetterberg, Brad Richards won it for him.
Brad, you know, like we said, Brad's gonna be there in the spring. Don't worry about Brad. And you know, anything you get from Brad before Christmas is just gravy, because he knows when to turn it on.
He knows when to kick it in.
And I think Mrazek's played great, except a couple times he's they need to get more. A little more to Jimmy Howard. He's been slumping a little bit, but they're right there. Especially for a rookie coach, all the young kids they're working in. They got Jerko back.
They've had a lot of OTs though.
Yeah, but look at the talent they got. They're winning them.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I saw the witch the other night. He knocked a stick out of a guy's hand and then went around him.
He knows every trick.
It was beautiful.
That's why he's a witch.
Yeah, it's like you just enjoy the witch while he's out there. I'll tell you one guy who's making a run, and it hurts our buddies in Winnipeg. Is it looks like the Avalanche have woken up.
Well, now how about this kid Matt Duchene?
Yeah, they put him on the trade. They put him on the trade list, and he became
11 goals,
player of the month
in November.
That whole line, Landeskog. Man, this guy's such a man. I love that guy. And McKinnon.
Yeah, the Avs are playing great. The only one who's not is Varlamov.
Yeah,
that's got to be tough to have Patrick Waugh on your back, who's one of the greatest goalies ever, if not the greatest. It's got to be tough playing in goal for a guy like that, because he's going to be seeing every mistake.
And Waugh even said, we need more out of him in a nice way.
Yeah, he did get on him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it was the truth. Believe me, he's on my, because now, believe you know.
Well, they're scoring, but they can't stop.
Yeah. He's not making the big saves. He's not making the save they need.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Henry Lundqvist. You don't have to just, you know, nothing gets in.
If your team's scoring, just keep them in the game.
When you're up 2-1 in the second, you don't give up two crappy ones.
Yep.
You know, it's they're number one. And then in their third and fourth line, guys are playing so much better too. And the Avalanche, they're playing better. Red O'Bara is in net now. It's just hurting Winnipeg, and it's hurting Nashville. Because I know they won the other night. They won, I think, last night.
Yeah, they won last night.
Philip Forsberg finally scored a couple goals. And
they got 4 goals in the third.
He's waking up a little bit. But, I think, like, the top in the Nashville, like, of their top 8 scorers, like, 4 of them are the defensemen. I know they have great defensemen, but, I mean.
Well, I was glad to see Forsberg get on the board.
Because
that kid, again, very talented. But yeah, he's been a little quiet, and so it's good to see him going. You know,
but it hurts Winnipeg, because I'll tell you, I love the fact the Penguins beat him, St. Louis, but St. Louis ain't going anywhere. Captain Kangaroo finally picked his goaltender. Allen's playing marvelous. He didn't win last night, but Allen's finally took the torch. He's going to be their number one goaltender now. He's playing great.
Yeah.
They finally got Backes to score a couple goals. They got Stastny back. The Blues aren't going anywhere. Chicago is playing. I know
Chicago's trying to turn it up.
I mean, the Kings beat them, but no one else is beating them.
No, they're turning.
Minnesota did. That's my point. Minnesota, yes, Wild fans, they're for real. They're for real. Minnesota's for real.
Yeah, they are. We've been saying that, though.
You've been saying it for a couple years.
Yeah.
I've been saying it this year. I'm on board. So it hurts Nashville. It hurts Winnipeg is who it hurts, because you're not jumping. Oh, and pardon me, the great Lindy Ruff is not going anywhere.
No. No, yeah. they come on.
Jamie Benn, he's going to be in the good. Jamie Benn absolutely big buff somebody this week.
That guy's awesome, man.
Oh, gee. Yeah, it's the new Getzlaf and Perry.
Yeah.
Superman and Batman are in Dallas now.
Yeah.
But it's like two super. It's like Superman and Shazam.
Yeah, switch.
Yeah, we need the Shazam.
They got a cape.
Yeah. Oh, and then you got Dallas is just playing great. Although Lettinen got hurt. Lettinen was actually playing better than Niemi. But then Lettinen got hurt. He got run. So we'll see what happens with Niemi now with all the pressure on him. He did not look good against your Calgary Flames.
Well, the Flames finally did something. Johnny Hockey finally got on the board.
Dude. Yeah, him and my buddy, what's his name? From Boston, spacing out here.
Dougie,
yeah. Him and Dougie scored.
Well, they needed three goals in the third to come back and win that.
Yeah, to beat Dallas. The first time Dallas looked like Dallas.
Yeah. Well, the first time Calgary looked good this year.
And Calgary, it was like a retro game.
Yeah.
I
mean, they had such a good season last year. That's another team that's hard to figure. You know, it's kind of like the Ducks. Remember, I put Calgary and the Ducks in the playoffs, and both of them haven't done what they were expected.
Yeah, the good news for Calgary is that the Ducks didn't get off to a good start. The bad news for Calgary is that Vancouver and the Sharks did.
Did, yeah.
Yeah. So, Sharks lost to the Penguins last night. Pens had a great game.
But the Sharks had a six-game road win streak there,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, longest in team history. I guess only seven teams ever in NHL history have gone on a seven-game road trip and won them all.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. Marlowe's playing like he wants to stay.
Right.
Jumbo Joe. Your buddy Hurdle, the original man crush of this show.
I loved Hurdle, yeah.
He's playing pretty good. He's playing a little better.
Now he's playing better again.
Yeah. And, of course, Brett Burns. Are you kidding me? Sharks aren't going anywhere. It'll be interesting to see what they do at the deadline if they want to make it big, if someone wants Marlowe. Because Marlowe's playing really good right now.
I would love to get Marlowe for the Kings, but they're not going to do that.
No, they're not going to trade him here.
How about the Red Wings? What do you think? Come on, guys.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, the Red Wings have a lot of young, good players that a lot of people would want. Yeah. But do you want to get rid of you want to give up Tatar?
No.
And Glendening for Marlowe?
That's what you'd have to do.
Yeah. At least for salary cap implications.
Yeah, but Marlowe,
or Gustav. You don't want to get rid of Gustav, do you?
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. My favorite player.
That is the one.
But Marlowe could really help a lot of people. Do you think he still wants to go? Because they're starting to play a little better.
For someone who'd never wanted to leave before, I don't know why he'd want to leave now.
I mean,
it's always an interesting, it's always an interesting situation out there. We knew Pete DeBoer was going to come in there and be nothing wrong with McClellan, not knocking him, whatever. I know, he's a good coach, but they needed to change. They needed a different person to be bitched at by. And DeBoer's doing a great job. He's got those guys playing together. And nothing like having Joel Ward and Paul Martin in the locker room. Just good locker room guys.
Yeah. Ward's awesome.
Yeah. You can't beat Joel Ward.
Now, odds makers, I was checking this out. The odds makers at this point in the season, they're picked to win the cup. The odds makers, the Caps.
The Capitals. Well, you know who's leading the way? Evgeny Kuznetsov is leading the way.
Yeah.
I mean,
who'd have thunk it?
He's, his line is actually outperforming, I don't know statistically, but just on the eye test, Backstrom and Ovi.
Yeah.
And I love Backstrom and Ovi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's no knock. That's no knock on Ovi. That's
no.
I was watching it the other night. Somebody left. Maybe it was the Islanders. It wasn't the Islanders. Somebody left Ovechkin open in the slot on the power play, and I'm like, "Are you
come
serious?
On? Are you kidding?
Have you not seen that before?
Wow, that's his office, man. That's his office.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching Kuznetsov. It's amazing when you see Gino and you see Ovechkin. You see, how does Russia suck every year at the Olympics?
It's pretty hard to figure because they split up and now all their players play for different teams. I mean, it's like, Soviet Union isn't unified like it used to be.
No, what they should do, they should like hire Scotty Bowman to coach them or something. fucking right. I mean, Putin caught the cash.
They got the money.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That would be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it be? Yeah. Wouldn't it be like, and you know who's the head of the federation now? The Hockey Federation is Fetisov.
Yeah.
So no one's closer to Fetisov than Bowman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're buddies. So yeah. It would be way more interesting. Because what's the point of having all that talent? They always like pick the KHL guys because they're pissed at Malkin and Ovi for coming here.
Which,
and they don't play them, right?
Doesn't make sense because you want to win.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about the pick for the Caps?
I think it's a great pick.
They sure look good. But, I still think it's from just like you say, just eyeballing. I don't know the stats. Kings look like they could do it.
Well, I think Kings. I think it's gonna be
Kings have been playing great.
I think Kings, Blackhawks, Capitals.
You know the Hawks are gonna come on strong.
I think Capitals versus either the Islanders or the Rangers.
Is that what you're really thinking? I mean, Rangers, I could definitely see. Islanders certainly have the talent, but they've had kind of a hot and cold year so far.
They sent Strome to the minors. He came up. He's scoring now. They got the third line with Grabowski working. They got Oposo now on fire because he's up with Johnny T. They got really good defensemen. My biggest question is now they're playing Greiss. I think the Halak's dinged up. I just see that team grinding people out. And if Halak...
Oh, they're a good team.
And Halak can win a couple playoff series. Maybe it's me wishing the moment on Tavares because he's so good in the moment. He scores such big goals, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He's a big time player.
And they have 12 deep forwards, but not quite as deep as – I think the Capitals are the best team in the East top to bottom. Easily, and I think the West is the Kings. And I'm telling you, Chicago, when they turn it on, like they did against the Ducks, it's done.
Well,
it reminds me of the Lemieux Penguins of, now it's time to score. Well, like that's what they do to people.
Well, then they lost guys like Saad and Oduya and everybody, and they still play great.
Panarin's playing great. Anisimov was a great pickup for that second center. Yeah, so then they have two centers that can play now. I mean, they got Taves basically playing. He's not a third liner, but Taves is now centering the third line. I mean, Hossa's waking up. Did you see? Hossa's so smart. It's ridiculous. Hossa's smarter than like the computer on PlayStation. You know what I mean? Yeah, it blew the Pierre Maguire because most guys back up when the guy on the power play, but when they're in the defense. But Hossa steps up. Like, yeah, that's why Hossa's in the Hall of Fame, and you're between the benches.
Well.
Hossa's just the best.
We all knew Chicago was going to turn it up at some point.
Yeah, and they know that. I mean, they're not afraid. I mean, they're not afraid to come in third.
No, they can coast, and then they turn it up.
Then they turn it up.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, because it's 2-2 game five. It's St. Louis versus Chicago.
It's going to be Chicago.
It's going to be Chicago.
Every time.
It's going to be
Chicago. And St. Louis looks good. And St. Louis looks good.
Yeah.
But they always do in the regular season.
Yeah. And it's just going to be it's 2-2 going into the third. What is the great Coach Q going to do? Well, he's just going to put Kane and Taves and Hossa together. And then Seabrook and Keith are going to play 30 minutes a game. And then it's going to be it.
Well, no, you're right, and we know they can do that. But just what I'm seeing now, just what I'm eyeballing, and I'm not saying this as a homer. It's just, my statement is the Kings look like the Kings.
Absolutely. Hey, you're not a homer.
They are looking.
Not a homer.
They are looking good, and if they catch fire, look out.
Yeah, I mean. Basically, I just think they're one, because the one bad news is that Green, a guy who I really love, the big old man on the blue line, he's out now indefinitely.
Yeah, that's not good.
Matt Green.
Yeah, you can't lose Matt Green.
To me, he was why they won the cup the year that they did, because he was, the guy I never liked got hurt and they got to put Matt Green back in.
Rigueur.
Yeah, Rigueur. So, but here's a little stat for you during that there. So here's the top five teams in terms of Stanley Cup experience. Rings on their fingers and bells on their shoes. The Florida Panthers have 9 cups in the locker room. The Dallas Stars have 9 cups in the locker room. Pittsburgh Penguins have 10 cups in the locker room. L.A., 23 cups in the locker room. And your Chicago Blackhawks, 31.
Ah, wow.
So experience counts, kids.
Yeah.
Experience it. Now, here's another thing I was putting together here. We're not even putting together. A guy I love. I don't know if you love him, but I think he's the best hockey analyst there is. The great Kevin Weeks.
Kevin Weeks is good. Yeah.
I think he's the best. Yeah. So he put together so far his top 10 goalies of the year.
Oh, okay.
So 10 through 1. We'll go back to first. Roberto Luongo
is
number 10.
10, okay.
Okay. Reimer, number 9. Ben Bishop, number 8. Allen, number 7. Schneider of New Jersey, number 6. Dubs, Devin Dubnyk, number 5. The Flower, number 4. Carey Price, number 2. My guy who I think has really turned it on and is going to the cup, Brandon Holpe of the Washington Capitals.
Right.
Number 2. Number 1, no brainer, Hank.
Well, Hank, where's Quickie in that list?
That's what I wanted to see your response.
What? No Quick?
Yeah.
Quick's playing great, man.
I think Quick's playing good.
I don't know what his stats are, but
but you know what?
I
mean, okay, Reimer had a good couple. Reimer's played good. He's won that job. I don't think he's quite faced or made some of the phenomenal saves that Quick has made. Bobby Lewis played good. I don't think he's played better than Quick. Bishop's played good. I think he's played better than Quick. Allen, I'll agree with. Allen, I think, has played good.
Yes. Very Quick. Allen's played good, yeah.
Schneider, yeah, I don't know. I think Quick's about number 6 on that list. I think Flowers played great. Dubnyk's played great. Price was like 15-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Come on.
Holpe has played amazing.
Played very well.
Sometimes Washington has not looked great this year. Whenever Ovi and the gang have looked mortal,
Holpe's
played amazing.
Yeah, he saves them.
And Hank.
Well, you can't argue with Hank at the top.
Hank is just ridiculous.
No, you can't.
Hank has played
ridiculous. You know can't else, argue with Hank.
You know who else has played ridiculous this year? And I'm really officially off his back and forever, really. Rick Nash.
Oh, yeah. You got to give it to Nash, man. He's playing really well.
I got off his back last year.
Yeah, you did.
He's stepping up. But this year, he's taking it to another level.
No, he's playing
great. He's playing superstar hockey this year.
He's playing great.
You know, big moves, big goals. Big time using his big ass.
And just, the guy I love on that, Zuccarello.
You love Zuccarello,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, that guy's great.
He's doing it, too. And now they got to because Stepan got totally cheap-shotted.
Yeah, now, you know what? that's a bad loss for them. I mean, that's hard to lose him.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. Ribs, too. The ribs, long time to heal.
Yeah.
Really not a nice play by Mr. Bolesky, either. I don't like to see that kind of hit. That was cheese.
I like Bolesky, but I didn't like that. And you don't want to lose a guy like that.
No.
But they are playing well. They are playing well, and Hank's playing great.
Hank
deserves to be at the top. But I'd put Quickie in at about 4th.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
List. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really not homering. That's really not. I love Bobby Lou, but, you know,
Bobby Lou's having a good year, though.
He's having a good year, but he hasn't had a better year than Quick.
No. I don't think there's too many goalies with Quick's talent.
No.
Hank's got it. And, you know, but I mean, Quickie's an acrobat.
I don't even know if Hank has Quick's talent.
Very few people do.
Hank is just an incredible goaltender. He's never out of position. And then when he is, he makes those ridiculous saves. I mean, it sucks.
He's number one.
He's in the Patrick or whatever, the Metro division. So you hate to see him do well as a diehard Penguin fan, but you know if anyone deserves a cup that plays in the NHL, I think it might be Hank.
It's hard to say anything bad about him.
Yeah,
he's just great, man.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, Char is one of the old guard.
Yeah,
guys, you want to you know to pull the Ray Bork, if you will, you know.
Well, everybody kind of, I think, respects Hank.
Yeah.
Well, now, you have to. For the Sens, I just want to mention Erik Karlsson having a great year for the Sens.
He is. He is. I mean, you know, he doesn't like 3-on-3. I get because he gets exposed for not playing any defense.
Yeah. But he's got a lot of points, man.
He thinks 3-on-3 is what he plays all the time.
He's got 20. No, but he's got 26 points, 23 games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're having a sneaky, quiet season, all those guys. Hoffman's playing well. Stone's playing. You know, they lost Zibanejad. Got to really stick to the little Nikita Koloff forearm shiver. It's my phone. So it's not the goal light.
That's Sid calling.
Sid complaining.
He's upset with our comments.
Sid can be as upset as he wants to be. I'm a Geno guy. I thank him for my cup. I thank him for everything he's done. I thank him for the new building. But hey, I support the Penguins. I don't, you know. But getting back to Radek Gudas. Absolutely, Nikita Koloff as a Zibanejad last night. High stick, knocked him out.
I'm just surprised you could get that sentence out.
Yeah,
his name.
Yeah, Dana did. Dana
would be proud of you.
I butchered 30 of them already this week. But did you see that hit? That was as cheap as it gets.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And I knew it would happen too because that's why I wanted him. I wanted that guy to be a Penguin. I think it helped the Penguins. But I mean, Gudas was a goon. Not a fighting goon, but, you know, a Russian cheap or Eastern Bloc, you know, Nick Cronwell, Kasparaitis kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he went to the Flyers. Right, so right. When he got there, he's only going to get worse, you know, so. But any other things you want to mention?
Well, I think let's see what else. Well, we got to do our awards. We got
oh
that
sure. I just didn't. We're so much that I have a million things that I didn't. Oh, did you see expansion? They're not gonna vote on expansion. The governors are meeting in Pebble Beach.
So what's going on with that? I mean, the last thing I remember was Seattle and Vegas.
Well,
Vegas is in, right?
Vegas. I think they want Vegas. But who else is in Quebec City. So that's why they're not going to vote because they're trying to hold on to Quebec City because they dropped the price down to $300 million, but Seattle still doesn't have their crap together. They're just not, they're building issues or whatever issues
I think
over
Seattle
there.
Seattle would be a good franchise.
It would be such a great franchise that they're just not going to vote on it until like, everyone in Quebec City is like, you know, vote, 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 because we did everything. It's like we did everything, but they're just, they don't want to, they want Seattle and Vegas, and it evens everything up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Vegas would be great for us, wouldn't it?
Be great for everybody.
Yeah,
be great
for everybody,
Johnny Bench.
That's true.
And yeah. Other news, Olli Mäntylä is back skating with the Penguins. He should be back very soon.
They need him.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, did you see this? Did you see Claude Julien, very, very rarely says anything, was talking about how much that Lundqvist likes to flop and says, hey, I know he likes to act, but he should save it for Broadway, something like that. And you never hear Claude Julien bitch too much, but and Elaine defended his guy.
Here I was saying everyone respected him, but some people. I don't know how you knock Hank. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, but now, you know, the goalie interference calls are getting shaky now. They're taking away goals. Well, the one, I know it's just like a homer call. So Scotty Hartnell, my old buddy, absolutely like slashes and trips Flower a second before they shoot the puck in, and they said, oh, that was okay, right? Then the Penguins, then the Sharks bump Flower a little bit, and then they say no goal. So it's like enough of the I don't know what you think. I think enough of the replays on the goalie interference. Like, you know, they're getting them wrong anyway. You know,
you can't always tell. That's the weird thing.
And the funny thing about the Sharks complaining about the Penguins' goalie interference against the Flower was it was a hand pass anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you saw the replay, but it was like a blatant hand pass. So what they could have just said, "Hey, it's a hand pass." But I you know, it's too much. It's becoming the NFL now. It's like, well, hey, you can't see what's wrong anyway. throw the replay out.
And I find that with a lot of the NFL replays. You can't always tell.
Yeah, and it's just bogged down. So let's I'm saying get rid of it, you know. I'm saying get rid of it.
My only other general comment before we go to awards is, for me anyway, it's nice to see Gabrick starting to wake up a little.
Yeah. You've really putting on your King's hat this week.
Well, I am, because I love Gabbert.
No, I know. I
but
know
he's
you do.
Had such hey, a shaky it's, start.
It's your mistress.
Yeah, man, and you know this is a guy who can score. So glad to see him get a couple.
No, he's heating up. They're in great shape. We can talk till the cows come home about how in great shape they are. I'll be there Saturday in the 10th row.
Nice
Penguin Day. Me and the Boo going down.
Oh, great.
Could have been in the box. Mr. Burr has a going in a box, and he's like, "Oh, you I got you an extra ticket." And I was like, "No, it's the Boo.
You got to bring the Boo."
The Boo loves it. She got her pink Crosby sweater from our great friend Joe Gonzalez. Big fan, friend, and awesome. And a great guest.
Yeah.
He made that happen. So yeah, we're
that's
going
cool.
10th row. So hopefully we'll see you. Good. It was funny because I was going to go last night. Jose Galvez had tickets and then shined me for his girlfriend.
Come on, Jose.
It's weird to always go to the game right before the Penguin game. Because I've done it a couple of times and you feel like weird. And you come back and root against the Kings.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So this way I go in fresh. But, of course, no hatred unless Luch, you know, puts Gino out for the 6 weeks or something.
And it could happen.
And it really could happen.
Yeah. By the way, Luch playing good too.
Oh, Luch just fantastic. Luch just doing what we thought he'd do.
Yeah.
Contract year. So
he's playing well. 7 goals.
Playing well. Well. Now, who would you? So you think that interesting food for thought before we do the awards. So now you say you can. Luch is a free agent. Kopitar's a free agent. Dusty, $6 million. You can have two of them. Who do you take?
I take Kopi and Luch.
Take Kopi and Luch.
And it's hard to say that because Brownie's been a heart and soul guy for them.
Yeah.
You know, he really has. I mean, the guy is, you can't say enough about how he's performed as a captain. And he's been just a blood and guts guy for him. But the last couple of years, I think he's, he stopped hitting as much, and that's understandable. It takes a toll on your body, but I just think the spark isn't where it used to be. Maybe if he had a new environment, he would get some of his spark back. And in any case, I'd want
he's won 2 cups. You know, you send him to Calgary. Is he going to get a spark, or is he going to pick up a paycheck and build that summer house?
Well, I
love him.
I
think he has more pride than that. But I'm just not even pride. Just maybe his legs are kind of getting. Maybe he is getting. Maybe he's closer to the end.
And he's not playing terrible.
No, not at all.
But those other two guys just
right. Well, honestly, the big question may be: do you pay because Kopitar's going to want $10 million.
Yep.
If they go the anything short of the Western Conference Finals, he's going to want and get 10, at least 9.
You got to pay him.
Okay, and then you might not have Luch.
Ah, wow.
If they both have killer years, if they both have killer years, you're not going to afford both of them unless you really. And that's why I was against signing all the third and fourth liners to all those contracts they did. They gave Nolan a bunch of money, Clifford a bunch of money.
Yeah.
All the 70s that should be living in a hotel by the Staples Center are all living in Bel Air now.
Yeah, they are.
And Luch will be playing for the Pittsburgh Penguins, hopefully. Right?
Yeah.
Or somebody, as long as it's not the Flyers.
I hate to see him because he is working out. It is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it doesn't happen. A guy comes and you think it's going to be a certain way, and it's not.
No.
And but this one is. He's working out.
Tribute to Daryl Sutter. He just didn't. You know what? A lot of coaches would have said, it's not working out. You're down in the third, fourth line. Give excuses. Daryl tweaked his lines.
Yep. It made all the difference. Sutter's a smart coach, man.
He's a smart coach. We got to. Sutter should be coaching in Anaheim. Because now barbecue, I mean, you know, is he, I don't think he makes it past Groundhog Day. I hope he does because I want to see it be a California playoffs.
At some point I think the Ducks catch fire. I mean they've got too much talent not to.
You think he may not be in sync with his captain?
Something's going on.
Getzlaf did defend him when the great Solani said, "Hey, you know, basically Boudreaux's an idiot."
I remember that in his book.
Getzlaf came to his defense.
He came to his defense. But I don't know if it's all Bruce's fault, but whatever's going on, it's been weird because they're so loaded. You just figured they were.
Here's gonna be the drop dead date of Bruce Barbecue's career. Gibby's in net now. Gibby's playing pretty good. He's won about three games here.
Yeah.
So whenever Hans Christian Andersen gets over his flu, and it's Gibby versus Hans Christian Andersen, Barbecue will have what he always enjoys:
a goalie controversy.
A goalie controversy. And then we'll see what happens.
And then we'll see.
And then the die will be cast.
I think that's
either
right.
He's going to pick Gibson, and Gibson's going to ride well. Or he's gonna pick Andersen, and Anderson's gonna have the season. Anderson's playing pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And they're gonna take off and everyone's gonna fall into place, or it's not, and then they say, "Well, you should have played Gibson or you should have played the Andersen," and then it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna have the Walrus.
Yeah.
All righty.
Are you ready for awards?
Awards are next.
All right.
Hey, everybody, this episode of Puck Off is brought to you by ProHockeyNews.com. If you're into hockey, which I know you are listening to this podcast, they have some fantastic hockey coverage. And I know there's guys that not only love the NHL, they love the EHL, the AHL, all the teams all over the world, all the leagues. You know, we're everywhere. These guys are everywhere, too. They have some great stuff to read. They actually have me write some columns. This week's column, or this month's column, is What Happened to the Penguin Dynasty? If you don't get enough of me bitching about the Penguins not having the dynasty, you can read it, and it's funny. But everyone, check out ProHockeyNews.com. Good writers, good people, great website. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back with the awards. I guess we never actually went anywhere, but here we are.
No, this is, you know, I told you we had so much to talk about. We did tons before the awards, but we're not going to short shift the awards though, because remember beginning of the year we didn't have too many like goons. We're like, yeah, the league's getting really soft. The league has got very, very pissed off at each other.
Now we're gooning up.
Yeah.
Now, but I already know my dirt bag of the week. Have to go any further than that referee.
Yeah, the referee, the Hurt Dale. Absolutely. He's and for me, I'm just going to go Tortorella.
I mean, he can win almost any week.
Any week, Tortorella. He's got the dirt bag. Skirt of the week. We have two to pick from. And you know what's funny is they're both guys on The Wife and the Mistress, not playing favorites here. Right. I said before, Hornquist, I didn't like, you run Calvert, you don't want to fight. It's a skirt move.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Yandle move.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Yandle move. And the other one you're really not going to like is Tyler Toffoli. Let Anisimov just absolutely just steal the puck from him like he took candy from a baby.
Well, that wasn't good, but I got to go with Hornquist.
Right. Yep. I'm just saying, Anisimov just absolutely, like Tyler Toffoli, you got to be hard. I know you score goals. I know you're a superstar in the making.
But you got to be a little tougher.
You got to be tougher on the puck.
Yeah.
You can't.
But I got to go Hornquist on that.
All righty. Your fantasy update. Thank you. computer, and I looked at my team. Yeah, I know Backstrom was on the bench for a month, but still, it was a goaltending. I had guys in there, so we're coming at everybody. The Hammer, Jarmelson's buddy, Jarmelson's big fan. The Hammer is number one. I am last. I am back. It's coming at everybody. All right, that's your fantasy update. We had a Claude Lemieux this week from your Minnesota Wild. Palmaville, straight from the box, straight to the net.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
There you go. Okay, we actually have three Bobby Pro Bears this week.
Oh, wow.
One, we hate Claude Giroux. Goal in a fight against Nick Leddy. I like how Claude did pick the weakest guy on the Islanders to fight. It wasn't going after Clutterbuck, or Matt Martin. But actually, it was fair because Leddy did absolutely destroy Raffle. So Giroux was being a good captain.
Yeah,
he was. So we'll give the tap of the stick there.
Yep.
Of course, we got the Gino. The Gino absolutely taking the law into his own hands in Columbus, just wailing on Jack Johnson.
Right.
I told you, he was ragdolling him and beating him like his parents took his money. And then he scored the crazy goal in Columbus. Gino, since he spoke up and bitched about the Penguins, he's had about five highlight reel goals.
Yeah.
I mean, just
he's back.
He's Gino. He's the best. But also, in a losing cause, the only one with the Bobby Pro Bear in a winning cause, and he dons the wheeled wing, Justin Abdelkader. Two goals and a fight against Josh Georges last night of the Buffalo Sabres.
Man, it's hard for me to go against Abby.
You're not. No one is. He's when you wear the circled wing and you get two goals.
That's why I got to go with him. I was going to go with Gino, but he got two goals.
Yeah, Gino gets enough awards. Although we love Gino right now, he's up for my DO of the year. He's right there with Mr. Kane.
Yeah, he's back.
Who's your MVP? Who's your man on the Silver Mountain?
This week, the man on the Silver Mountain. Let's see.
You want to think about that one?
Yeah, let me close with that one. Hold on a second.
All right. No,
I'll just move on, and I'll come back to that.
All right. We'll get two Man on the Silver Mountain. We'll get two music intros then. Look at Johnny loving that. Okay. Saves of the week. Got some great saves this week. Some great saves. We have Martin Jones of San Jose, Stonewall, and Marian Hossa. That was a big one. As our player save of the week, we have Zdena Chara against the Red Wings. Remember that?
Yeah.
he was doing like the commercial for GoPro in the crease, like playing with the puck. The big Z man. We had Mr. Allen stopping Sid in cold blood, big time. We had Louis Erickson on the doorstep, shut down by Hank. That was a big one on Black Friday. We have a quickie on Teravainen coming down the slot. That was a big one against Teuvo Teravainen. Quickie. Mrazek with a beautiful save on Peria, Florida. We had Joel Ward against Broussard of the Joel Ward against Broussard. To me, the two best ones were Markstrom of Vancouver last night on Tyler Toffoli, highway robbery. And to me, the best one, that was probably came in second. And to me, the best one, Devin Dubnyk last night stopping Marco Dano on the rebound off of Krug on the 2-on-1.
I'm going to go with Dubnyk, but you didn't have Pekka Rinne in there? Was he made that uncanny save?
No. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's why you're on the show, to point out what I miss.
Unbelievable.
Which is everything.
Well, that would be my pick.
Okay. Well, there you go. Pekka Rinne voted from the also receiving votes column. The other call, write-in vote from the captain.
I got to say, that was an uncanny save. Now, man of the week. I'm down with fire.
Deal, the man
goes to a goalie as well. Garrett Sparks.
Oh, there you go.
Garrett Sparks.
Tap of the stick.
The first time in Leaf history that a goalie has gotten a shutout in his first game.
Fantastic.
Got to give it to him.
I love it. All right. Now, tons of goons this week.
TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
The fun stuff. So here we go. We have the aforementioned Nick Leddy running raffle off the tracks, and Giroux stepping in. Nice move by Giroux. Our buddy Matt Martin fighting Wayne Simmons. Always good to see Mr. Simmons going at it. We love Wayne Simmons, even though he is a Flyer. God, I wish he was a Penguin. We have Hornquist absolutely destroying Calvert. But then, of course, being a wuss, which then led to Dubnyk with maybe the goon of the year, breaking his stick on Sid's neck. How many neck muscles does Sid have?
How much more of that can he take?
Yeah, I mean, imagine having a stick broke your neck. Bolesky on Stepan, not good. But we loved seeing McGarrith, the big guy from the Rangers came in and just beat Bolesky to a pulp. I mean, that was some fun stuff over there. And McGarrith, again, the next day in Philly, he absolutely ran over Schultz.
Yeah.
It just crushed him. And then answered to Shen, Brandon Shen. Nice job by Shen stepping up, defending his teammate. Nice job by McGiller. Oh, geez. Johnny, beep that out. Put a beep. It was nice to see him step. You know, that's shine away.
Yeah.
Shine away. That was a good one there. So we got that one. We got Peluso, a nice big goon versus Gabriel Minnesota. The Winnipeg versus Minnesota rivalry getting rough. We have our old friend Nick Cronwell absolutely destroying Letestu, Nick Cronwell style. Good old-fashioned Detroit Red Wing hockey.
Yeah.
The Cracker, our buddy Adam Lowry, fighting Iggy. Jerome McGinley, the old man, dropping the mitts. Always fun to see. We have the evil Radagudis as Zabinijad, Russian sickle. That wasn't very nice. Then we had Emelin absolutely getting a five-minute major. Emelin of Montreal getting the five-minute major against Calvert. I didn't see it as that way, but we'll put him up for the goon because then that led to the kneeing incident last night where Foligno absolutely tried to knee Fleischman in a real dicky move. But then he answered for it. Foligno answered to Ballou, but then Ballou got his head kicked in by Foligno and probably had a concussion but stayed in the game. But that's a debate for another day. And the other two other ones here, we had our buddy Landeskog absolutely running over Mark Mathot in front of the crease, just knocked him into the net and everything. We love Landeskog. And then we had the big of course we had Gino getting butt-ended by Ward. We'll say that was an accident because we loved Joel Ward. But the big one, Jamie Benn, absolutely big buffing. Can't read my writing.
Well, I already have my Goon of the Week picked. And you're not going to like it. There's a lot to choose from. A lot of good goonishness going on.
Are you going off the board once again?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with Claude Giroux.
Claude Giroux, stepping up.
And here's why. He's the captain, stuck up for his teammate.
Like the vote, not against the vote.
And then he got a goal.
Yeah, you're exactly. I like when the captains step up.
The captains have to step up and defend their teammates.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. We had Como last night. Como last night on the Avalanche pulling some stuff on in their game. But there's so many goons. So many goons that had to write small on some things they can't read. So, and we've already gone way over time. Bonus, you guys had we went 3-on-3 this week.
We did. That's why I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain is a TO.
That's it. Do we have the tweets or are we done?
Oh, it's up to Johnny can do a couple tweets, right? The shootout. Shootout. Johnny's doing the shootout here.
We are, though.
Grabbing the mic. Yeah.
First tweet of the week goes to Ken. He says, Trevor Daly for Skirt of the Week, 7 minutes into the first period at Sharks. Only the hit for a giveaway.
I watched that game. Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Ken.
I didn't see that one. So
no, Ken's a big fan. Ken is Jarmuson. Ken, congratulations for leading the fantasy. He's a big fan. He's a great guy.
Ken's leading the fantasy.
Yeah, he's leading it. He's a big Jarmuson fan. He knows his hockey. He knows his Blackhawks. He knows his hockey. He's a good guy. Yeah, I mean, it's I don't remember that one sticking out as much, but okay, I believe you.
I didn't see that, but if Kenny says it,
yeah, if Kenny says it, he's greasing the wheels to trade Trevor Daly.
That's what he wants to do.
I can see now. He's putting blood in the water.
Yep.
He wants Trevor Daly out of there for
he's
the playoff
plan.
Push.
He's got a plan.
Dalton Frey says, with the season about 25% of the way through, who would you guys put on your all-star ballot? One player with each division.
Well, we're going to do that next week, aren't we? We're going to.
I will pick one. You mean the best player from each division? We can do that because then we weren't going to do the 7-on-7s.
Oh, okay.
The seven guys.
Right.
Each division. Okay, for the Pacific, I will take Jeff Carter. For the Central, I will take Jamie Benn. For the Metro, I will take Lundqvist, and for the Atlantic, I would give it to Carey Price, but if not, I'll give it to Max Pacioretty.
I was going to go with exactly those guys, except, I think Carey Price.
Okay, well, that's why you're our goaltender. You're in the union.
Even though he's hurt.
Yeah, well, he started out really well, so I just,
Yeah. I would agree with all those other picks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some degree on.
Yeah.
Bobby Van City has a question. You guys think the NHL player safety should do anything to guys who drop extra bombs on down guys at the end of a fight?
It's hard to regulate, I think.
Absolutely.
But I think it is. I don't know what they could do.
I do too. There that used to be the code. Hit a man when he was
down.
That's
what I was going to say is that you didn't have to regulate it before because the goons all kind of had that in their own.
Yeah,
mind.
The goons never did, but now since there's hardly any goons, all the regular guys who are fighting are doing it.
Well, then I think, you need to do something.
Yeah, I wouldn't suspend games. I just nick them in a $10,000 here. But I think the most you can find someone's like 25 or something.
But I think you do need
money for the NHL. But I wouldn't.
But if I'm not mistaken, that was the old code.
Oh, that is the totally old code. Yeah. That was the old code.
You don't
code.
Hit someone when they're down.
No, that's why Proby would hold you up. Right? I mean, don't fall down yet. Big not Bob's done not here. Done
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Dana.
Oh, here's Dana.
Dana's here.
Dana.
He says, Howard would be great in Winnipeg. Great veteran, mentor for future all-star Hellebuck. Kid is going to be great.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Howard for Big Buff.
I would do it.
Oh, of course you would do it, right?
I would do it, yeah. I mean, it helps both teams.
Yeah, I'd have Bruce Dickinson fly the plane.
that would be
we were
the
just
ultimate.
Watching some Maiden before us. Us Puck, we were watching. We're the best. We're the best.
Man.
We had the best time. We watched a little Iron Maiden before the show.
And Bruce is the best metal singer there.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
He's great. Well, you know what? I love that move. Actually,
that might work out for everybody.
Yeah, I love that move. Detroit would have to go get, I don't know, but you know, yeah, I would make that trade.
I'd make that trade because
I think it helps both teams.
Yeah, and I think I might even free up Mazarek a little bit because then he wouldn't feel anybody over his shoulder.
Yeah,
right.
Then exactly, but then they've got to come up with a good backup. Yeah, but I do like. I would
yeah, I think it's a humane move for Howard too, because I think Howard.
Hey, still good.
Yeah, and I think he deserves his own.
And they need somebody.
Yeah, it's just the young guys playing. I mean, it's funny because they do give Mrazek the tougher games. It seems like.
Well, because I think they like him a little better.
Yeah.
You know, but Howard's still a good goalie.
He really is.
You know, so yeah, I would make that trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one, Dana.
Yeah, look at Dana helping you out.
Come on, man.
And Dana has the last one. He says, one game for Dubinsky, discuss.
They weren't going to give him. I just think it was one of the cheapest shots that I've seen in a long, long, long time. The fact it was to Crosby or whatever makes it more sexy or more, you know, whatever. Makes it more in the news. But, I mean, it was cheap as hell.
Well, I think more than one game on that.
Yeah, I think
you're
three.
You're taking a marquee player. Potentially out, and I don't like that.
But I mean, but for a league that's against, I mean, remember, I mean, Bertuzzi, he basically did almost the same thing. They tried to throw him in jail. I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm not trying to be a penguin pom pom. Oh, poor Sid. But I mean, you want to get headshots out of the league.
And you
wanted, that was the most blatant, you know.
And I shouldn't have said it that way. It's not okay to do that to anybody. But I was just saying. When you do it to a marquee guy,
yeah,
it hurts the whole league.
Not, I know, but exactly. But you know what I mean, though? I mean, it's like, that's the poster. That's the hit. That's exactly what you're trying to get out of the league. Like, that's, you know, the ones where you don't know if it's a borderline and then they come down on someone. That irritates everybody. It's like, the guy was going, it was a clean shoulder check. But the guy looks down at the last second. He gets in head. Those guys are going for five games. Now you have a guy that blatantly checks him in the back of the head, and it's like, But that's, you know, we've bitched. More than one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Dana. Thank you, Johnny Bench. I will be in Miami next Wednesday.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, all you Panther fans. Once again, free tickets for Jaromir Jagr, Vincent Trocheck of Pittsburgh, anybody, Bukestad, Gerard Gallant, anybody that wants to come from the Panther organization.
I love it.
Come on down, me and Paul Verzi at the Flamingo Hotel. And then the week after that, I'll be at Flappers for a big show back here in Burbank. Sir, the mothership, what's going on?
Well, I've got the 95.5 KLOS show Sunday night from 10 till 2. You can check it out on iHeartRadio if you're not in Los Angeles. I think you'll find that entertaining. I had the great Russell Peters.
All the Canadian folks who listen to podcasts,
Canada's finest.
And it's still on. It's probably you can still hear it on.
I think you can go back
Radio
and get
too.
That. He was on last Sunday, and then I was on the Mark Maron podcast.
Yes,
the number one podcast in the world. And it's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
it played. It was a live broadcast with Jim Ladd, the legendary. FM DJ.
Two legends. You talk about two Hall of Famers.
It was nice being able to hang out with Mark and with Jim Ladd. It was awesome. So if you get
a
chance,
you get a contact buzz.
Check. I did. Anytime you're anywhere near Ladd,
yeah,
you get a high. Check it out though. It's episode 658. Mark Maron's WTF podcast.
That's so great. I'm glad he respects the legends.
He's awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, everybody, and once again, the troops, thanks for listening. Thank you, everybody.
Love the troops.
And an update, customer service snag on the t-shirts, but they will be ready very, very, very
soon. Those t-shirts, I can't wait.
I'm just trying to make what's best for not so us and the customer. So
yeah,
we ran into a little snag. I don't know. So not on the shirts, but on the company we're dealing with. So everything else is great. Johnny Bench, thanks for another great week. And you guys are the best.
For Joe Bartnick, this is Fraser Smith, and of course Johnny Bench, and we are
out.